At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. We're busy today. Next 3 hours, Reggie Miller will stop by. One of the stars of the PGA Championship, Michael Block. He will join us as well. Chris Mannix, who thought the Lakers were going to go to the finals. He will join us coming up as well. The Nuggets sweep the Lakers. Joker MVP for the Western Conference Finals. LeBron was brilliant early, and he was gassed late. Went for 40, though. Played all but 4 seconds of that game. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also this hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything earned, doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Tonight, game four, Celtics and the Heat. Anybody want to take a guess who's favored in this game and by how much? According to DraftKings, game is in Miami. Marvin?
Celtics by 2.5.
All right. Todd?
I'm going to say Heat by 2.5.
All right. Paulie?
Even. Pick them.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
Say Celtics by 3.5.
All right. The Heat favored by 1.5 for tonight's game. And this is the closeout game, trying to do what's never been done before, where you have two conference sweeps, Eastern and Western Conference, in the same year. Over-under for points tonight, according to DraftKings. Let's start with Jason Tatum. Over, under. Points tonight, Todd?
27.5.
Seton?
25.5.
Marvin?
29.5.
Bloop, bloop.
Nailed it.
Well, how about his running mate, Jaylen Brown? Todd?
23.5.
Bloop.
What?
Jimmy Butler. Paulie?
28.5.
Marvin?
44.5.
Take the over.
Seton?
25.5.
Todd?
32.5.
27.5 for Jimmy Butler tonight. The odds to win the NBA Finals, the Nuggets are big favorites, followed by the Heat, and then the Celtics, distant third there. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Got a play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. What kind of poll question are you thinking about? Is it going to be Nuggets related or LeBron James future related?
Dan, we got them all. We got them all for you. We even have the rare, like, 6 in the morning Todd Fritz poll questions. Oh. We got very early poll questions
from
Todd.
All right.
That are amusing.
Okay. Todd, do you want to give us your poll question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Should getting swept in the Western Conference Finals adversely affect LeBron's legacy, which you were talking about yesterday? Absolutely not, and yeah. Those are your choices for that one.
I like how you don't just give me a yes or no.
Four yes or no. Let's be playful with it a little
Once again, this is the passive-aggressive where you're giving me your opinion on this. Yeah,
the next one is going to be yes or no.
Okay, go ahead.
Will LeBron James win another NBA title, in parentheses, as a player? Because maybe he could be a minority owner at some point or whatever.
Okay.
And that would be yes or no. Does LeBron James win another title
in
the NBA?
Anything else?
The Lakers roster needs a big shakeup or a little tweaking.
Okay.
The Celtics will get swept tonight in Miami, win tonight but lose game five. Losing six, losing seven, come back down 3-0 to win the Eastern Conference Finals. What? And then I just threw one other in here. Has LeBron James played his last game in the NBA? Just stop. No way. Come on now.
There was a conversation. Now, keep in mind, LeBron goes to the press conference. He's tired. He just got swept. And he had this to say after the game.
I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career, and I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot, and it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of getting to the finals. But we'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. I had a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Okay. Dave McMenamin, who joined us yesterday, he covers the Lakers and the NBA for the mothership. He then was walking with LeBron as he left the arena, and he had the following exchange. When you say you got to think about stuff, that thread, what thread should we be pulling on that, LeBron? If I want to continue to play, Dave McMenamin, as in next year, LeBron, yeah. McMenamin, would you walk away? LeBron, I got to think about it. All right. Do I think LeBron is retiring? I don't. Do I think that there's some frustration there? I think he showed his age in the second half, certainly in the fourth quarter, and that's understandable. And Paulie said, did you think the Lakers were going to win by the way LeBron played in the first half? And I said, no. They were up 15, and I didn't have any confidence that they were going to be able to hold off Denver. Because you just got the best LeBron can give you. And then I wondered what he would have for the fourth quarter, and he didn't have anything. And Denver's just a better team. You know, that's a team that's been together. They've had highs and lows, and there's familiarity there, but if I said to Laker fans 3 months ago, you're going to go to the Western Conference Finals but get swept, you would have signed up for that. Because you weren't even sure. You were like the 12th seed at the time. You know, you're in the play-in game. You're just not as good as Denver is. And there's no shame in that. As I said yesterday, if the Lakers lose, if they got swept, the conversation would be LeBron's legacy. And it would be, can you give me Kyrie Irving? And I don't know if this is a leverage play with LeBron, that he's saying, I don't know if I want to come back. I can't do it on my own. There's nothing LeBron does that is not calculated, that he's not played out in his head. It's rare that there's something spontaneous. He thinks about these things. He's a bright man. Do I think that he's putting it out there for a reason? I do. I'm just not sure if it's I need help. I need somebody better than Dennis Schroeder. Now, Reeves was a great surprise. I thought Rui Hachimura should have played more. I think Darvin Ham was trying to figure out what the lineups were going to be, trying to figure out what kind of magic you had there. But they played well. I think they surpassed what we thought. And keep in mind, LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook. I mean, it feels like that was a season ago. That was like last year that they had that lineup. And it didn't work, but that's what LeBron wanted. AD wanted that. And then other people came in and said, let's kind of do this without the three star. Let's do two stars and then put in some role players here. Because that's what Denver has. Denver has Jamal Murray and, of course, Joker. And then you've got role players. Because when you watch Denver and you're going, that guy's pretty good. Oh, Aaron Gordon. Yeah, he was a slam dunk guy. Michael Porter Jr. III, okay. But they have some really high-level role players. And I think that that's That's the difference here. Joker was wonderful. And Jamal Murray, I think, was the MVP. Because I expected Joker to be great. Jamal Murray exceeded my expectations. You know, he had sort of a Klay Thompson-like performance. And they're moving on, and now they wait 8 days. The Miami Heat, so it's not starting, no matter what happens tonight with the Celtics and the Heat, NBA Finals not starting until June 1st. Yes, Paul?
If I play for the Nuggets, I want to play tonight. I want to keep this going. I don't want 9 days off or 8 days off. The way you're playing, the energy, I know you can't do it, but man, that team was rolling last night. What did they score, 36 to 16?
Yeah.
In the second, third quarter.
Yeah.
Oof, they look great.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor, what's poll question you want to go with today?
Well, we could go with the lead story today should be the Nuggets advancing or LeBron retiring.
Should be. Well, we talked about this, that if the Lakers lost, it wasn't going to be about the Nuggets. It was going to be about the Lakers. The national perspective was going to be about the Lakers. You know, the Nuggets, great team. And they'll be the favorites no matter who they're facing from the Eastern Conference. I'm glad that people got to see the Joker play games. Not just highlights, but an entire game. And then you see what he does. And there's nothing that stands out where you go, oh, my God, he's on a roll here. He's scored X number of points or whatever it might be. It's you sort of watch him do it. It's systematic. Be like, God, he's got 8 assists already. He's got 12 rebounds already. He's got 22 points. He's one of those guys that you watch and then you look at the box score to see, you know, the damage that he did. Because he doesn't do anything with degree of difficulty or style points. Occasionally, some of his three-pointer, you know, attempts have some style points attached to him. But he gets at the top of the key, puts the ball in his right hand, and then he just watches. He watches and watches. This is why you have to love playing with him. He's going to find you. He's the best passer. He's going to not the best passing big man. He's as good as anybody in the NBA at finding the open man. And that's your big guy who's doing that. I'm glad that, you know, the basketball world took time because he was facing LeBron. Therefore, you were almost forced to watch him, and you got to see just how great he is. And I've talked about a couple of players. Luka does this. Kawhi's one of the first that he could slow everything down. Like, he played at a different speed than anybody else, but he was the best player on the floor. Luka has the ability to slow it down to his pace, and Joker does that as well. It's his pace. Now, other players like Magic was able to play at a different pace, and therefore you had to get to his pace. There's certain players who will slow it down. And it's their pace. And once it gets their pace, that's when they dominate. Yes, Eden.
Is Nikola Jokic the best player in the world right now?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure, or like definitely?
I thought he should have been the MVP again. But, you know, even he said, hey, you know, I'm happy for Joel Embiid. He played well. You know, the games that he played really well. He had no problem with it. It was weird late in the season. I think it was, hey, this guy's going to win 3 in a row. Is everybody okay with this? And then it felt like the voters go, oh, God, he's going to do what Bill Russell did and Larry Bird did. And this guy? He's never won a title. Now, if he wins a title this year, then we'll look at him probably differently this next season. I think it was the same way with the Greek Freak. Where you're like, okay, can he be MVP? And then he won a title. And then you're like, okay. But I think they're the same age, 28 years of age. But I think Joker, you know, should have been the MVP this year. I do not have a vote, but I would have voted for Joker. What else do we have, Seton?
Well, we could put up that poll about Jokic that he's the best player in the world. I was going to put up. I put up the lead story today should be the Nuggets or LeBron.
Okay, let's go around the room. Todd, the lead story should be
the Nuggets winning their first Western Conference championship.
Okay, Seton?
I think it should be LeBron.
Marv?
Nuggets.
Paulie?
LeBron, there's more angles to it. congratulating the Nuggets for advancing after the past couple of years when they seem to be going the other way. They deserve every prop, but there's no story to it. The story is LeBron being real or playing the media?
Well, do I think LeBron's retiring? No, I don't. But there has to be an angle here. That's the key. Because remember he talked about he wanted to play with his son. Well, you're going to retire? Retire for a year? As Paulie suggested? That was a week and a half ago. I saw where that picked up a little traction last night.
LeBron stoked it up for me, you know, yeah, kind of when he kind of opened up the door for the topic.
So he would...
He actually said in the postgame, you know, I hadn't thought about it until Paul said something. But
Paulie from the Dan Patrick
Show. It's a pretty good idea.
I call him Paul. We're old school.
Yeah. Give me what you tweeted out a week and a half ago about LeBron.
I said, and I preface this by saying, if the Lakers won the title, I could see LeBron taking the year off, spending the time traveling to all the USC games, home games, away games, and seeing his son play. LeBron didn't get the college experience. He almost can get it through his son and watch his son. Hmm. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if his son is a one-and-done kid. Okay. And I really had it pinned on that if they won the title, because then he could take that year off easily. But I think it works either way. You know, he may look at, what more can I do? I'm not going to get any credit no matter what I do. So why don't I take a year off, hang with my son, see him play. The other son, I think, is in high school now as well, right?
Yeah.
You watch both those guys have a great year. And then if you want to come back with the Lakers or another team.
Yeah, but he still has one more year left with the Lakers. So can you take the year off without retiring?
Not rights-wise. They would still own his rights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's still a Laker.
So let's say the Orlando Magic drafted Bronny James in the next draft. They would have to have some type of compensation play for him to join the Orlando Magic for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw where some people suggested that last night. I was like, I think I read this some other place. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
I guess LeBron then would be weighing how important is it to play a year with his son in the NBA versus weakening his own legacy. Because you have to imagine adding another year to it probably isn't going to help.
I don't think LeBron is going to sit out. I think he's going to play. He'll play another year. I think he'll make an effort to get Kyrie Irving. I think they got some pieces here that you can move forward with. But keep in mind, he's going to be 39. You can't keep asking him to put up 40 points for you. At some point, Anthony Davis has to go, LeBron, I got it. And then let LeBron be a complimentary player. What do you need me to do? I'll give you 18. 10 and 10. Yes, Marv.
Did LeBron not learn the last time trying to get a third star?
No.
Kyrie? Kyrie went to Dallas. Yeah. And they went from the fifth seed to the 18th seed.
If he wants a year off, Kyrie could help him. A year off in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. That's what he hadn't learned from. It's like, all right, maybe. All right, Kyrie. Yeah. And, well, if you do that and the Lakers allow him to do it, then, hey, buyer beware. Yes, Mark.
It's the pretty girl. You want her back. Oh, she's so hot. And then you get back around her. You're like, oh, I forgot she was like this. This is what it feels like.
Let's take a break. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls are welcome. Reggie Miller will give us his thoughts. We'll talk to one of the stars of the PGA Championship, Michael Block. And Chris Mannix joins us next to give us his thoughts on what's next for the Lakers and LeBron. Back after this. Traeger Grills on fire this year. And literally, the Ironwood Grill. Man, they've done it again. The latest innovation, Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. You have three separate cooking zones, which means you can cook three different things at different temperatures all at the same time. This is the first gas-powered grill in the Traeger lineup. Traeger wants to make sure you have the tools to stay in control of what's cooking, so you have a great summer. Unleash your full grilling potential on the Traeger Flat Rock and explore new flavor frontiers, from fried eggs to stir fry. And it's built to be there forever. You'll be passing it down from generation to generation. It's a dream outdoor kitchen that you've always wanted. You can get your Flat Rock today. Go to Traeger.com. It's spelled T-R-A-E-G-E-R, like Trey Young. Is Trey short for Traeger? I think so. And remember, use the code DPSHOW at checkout for free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The biggest sports moments deserve a connection you can count on. Streaming live sports is better with Xfinity 10G Network. Got our poll question, Seton? Did you put one up?
We did, Dan. Yeah, we have what should be the lead story today? The Nuggets advancing or LeBron possibly retiring? Right now, 81% of the audience say the Nuggets advancing.
Okay. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. He was there last night, game 4, and he joins us probably on very little sleep, if any sleep at all. But, Chris, thanks for getting up with us. The lead story should be the Nuggets advancing or the possibility of LeBron James retiring?
You know, if you say anything but the Nuggets advancing, you've got a swath of middle America coming after you for the disrespect that's been shown the Nuggets. But when you have arguably the greatest player of all time dropping the most significant hints about his future, not including basketball, that has to be the main story. And, I was in, as you said, Dan, I was at the arena last night. I listened to Darvin Ham speak first, then went over to the Nuggets side to report out some stuff on them. But I was watching on my phone the LeBron availability. And from the very beginning, it had a very strange vibe to it because he was asked by multiple reporters about next season, what the roster needed. And a couple of times he just wouldn't delve deep into the future of this team, the future of himself. And then at the very end of that media availability, kind of unprompted, he says, I've got a lot to think about this offseason. So, this was LeBron wanting to put this out there, wanting to convey this message during this media availability. And look, what it means is certainly open to interpretation. This was probably the most draining season of LeBron James's career. When you factor in his age, when you factor in the mental toll it had to have taken on him early in the season to be going through all the stuff with Russell Westbrook and the dysfunction of the team. And then you have one of the only major injuries that LeBron suffered during his career. And then you have to factor in the minutes he's playing that just physically wears him down. So it could just be, Dan, that he was exhausted physically and said what he said because of that. Or, as we've often seen with LeBron, it could be a leverage play. It could be him, you know, putting this into the universe to put pressure on the Lakers to do exactly what he wants them to do this offseason to make the team better, or else he'll walk away.
Yeah, but didn't we have this last year when he had a leverage play and he brought in Russell Westbrook? Now it's Kyrie Irving?
Maybe. I mean, look, one of the biggest surprises in recent memory for LeBron was that he signed that extension last summer. Like, there was no need for him to sign that extension. Like, a one-year extension was always going to be available to him. I understand the rationale. By signing that extension, he took the topic of him leaving in the offseason off the table. And that, you know, in theory at the time, eliminated a potential distraction. But he didn't need to do it, and it was a surprise that he did it. He's always been about leverage, Dan, whether it was in Cleveland, signing all those one-year deals, signing the short-term deal with the Lakers more recently. This could just be that. Like, you know, he's always been able to use his power to get what he wants out of an organization. You're right. It was Russell Westbrook a couple of years ago. That, you know, absolutely, you know, was a disaster. But if LeBron feels like he can't do it without a true, reliable second star, and look, we can debate the reliability of Kyrie Irving all day long, but if LeBron feels he can't do it without Kyrie Irving, you know, there's some value in putting it into the universe that he could walk away.
Yeah, there's nothing that's accidental with LeBron. It's all calculated. I just don't know what the angle is, but it certainly felt like and there's frustration, but I think deep down knew they weren't going to win this series. So he was going to have this moment with the media and decided to, you know, drop that off for everybody. So he stays in the news for whatever reason, but he wants to play with his son. He's made that very public. I don't know if he could take a year off and then say, you know what, I'll be re-energized and wait for my son to get into the NBA.
I mean, he could. I mean, if he took a year off and just spent it hanging out on USC's campus, watching Bronny play, and then decided he wanted to come back in 24, 25, all 30 teams would line up to sign him. But look, at the end of the day, Dan, LeBron is one of the most competitive guys I've ever covered. And he's coming off a game that I thought was one of the great games that he's played in his career. He ran out of gas in the second half, but 31 points in the first half was remarkable. Yeah. You watch him in the fourth quarter. He's chasing Jamal Murray around screens. He's bodying up Nikola Jokic defensively. He took back-to-back charges in that fourth quarter against Nikola Jokic to give the Lakers a chance at the end of that game. No, he's not 25, 30-year-old version of LeBron James, but he's still top 10 in the NBA, top 15 in the NBA. And when he dials it up, he can get right back into that top five conversation. I just have a hard time seeing a player like LeBron with his mentality walking away when he's still able to play at the high level. That's why I think it's more likely either a reaction to just an exhausting mentally and physically season and a potential leverage play to push the Lakers to do what he wants.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. The best basketball player in the world is...
It's Jokic right now. It's a movable feast and a moving target, but you know, I don't hear too many of the pre-playoff critics that said Jokic couldn't get the job done in the postseason ringing that bell anymore. I mean, the guy at has eight triple doubles. Playoffs aren't even over. He has eight triple doubles. That's a record for the postseason. He's nowhere near as bad defensively as people have suggested. His rebounding on the defensive glass was instrumental in building that lead in the third quarter. You look at his numbers, 13 points, but 10 rebounds, eight of them on the defensive glass in that third quarter. He was just a giant in this series, and he's been a giant this postseason. And I've often had issue with people that have said, well, he doesn't get it done in the playoffs. Well, point to a year in the last 3 years where he's had a team that was built to win like this team is built to win. You know, 2020, bubble year, kind of weird, you know, didn't get the job done. Then Jamal Murray gets hurt before the 21 playoffs, is out all the 22 season. This is the first year of Nikola Jokic's career that he's had a team that you look at and say, that team should win something. That team should win a championship. Mm-hmm. And right now, what he's done this postseason, just powering through some really good teams and putting on his best performances in the biggest moments. I don't know how you can say anyone else, but Jokic is the best player.
Yeah, I didn't think he was the MVP. Joker gave me what I thought he would. I thought Jamal Murray was the MVP. I thought he was the difference there. And, I mean, I don't know if you agree. And maybe I'm not being fair to Joker, but he didn't surprise me with his greatness. Jamal Murray surprised me or reminded me of his greatness.
Look, Jamal Murray was kind of the breakout star of this series and has been maybe the breakout star of the postseason, because you are reminded that Murray is on this level. He's never been an all-star, but he's on this level. And you go back to the bubble year in 2020 when he had that great duel with Donovan Mitchell in the first round. He had some tremendous performances there. You're just reminded that he is a super high-level guy. Jokic, though, I mean, those shots, Dan, like where he's just pulling the ball behind his head and firing them up. Two times he did this in game four. He had LeBron draped all over him in the first half and he made it. He had Anthony Davis draped all over him in the second half and he made it. And look, that's four or five times he's made shots like that in this series. And, you know, listening to LeBron after the game, like he literally tipped his cap to Anthony Davis Nikola Jokic for what he did. With those shots. I mean, he's remarkable, man. What he's able to do offensively is second to none.
Your Celtics on the brink. What happens if they get swept tonight?
So I'm a little contrarian here on the idea that Joe Mazzulla will get scapegoated. For starters, I don't think it's entirely Joe Mazzulla's fault. I think he has been outcoached by Eric Spoelstra in this series. But at the same time, the Celtics all year long have touted their defensive strength. And the guys in their backcourt have believed that they are the best defensive wings in the league. Marcus Smart, former defensive player of the year. Derek White, second team all defense. Jaylen Brown, two-way player. And they can't defend Jimmy Butler one-on-one. Dude, I was in Boston for game two. And look, Jimmy admitted after the game, like the Heat offense isn't all that complicated. It's him taking the ball and deciding what he wants to do with it. They can't stop the point of attack. So when you have, you know, purportedly great defensive players that can't get stops, I don't know how you hang that all on the head coach. The second part of this is Joe Mazzulla is the closest thing that Brad Stevens has to a protege. You know, Brad Stevens hired him out of Fairmont State and put him on his staff. He retained him or made sure Ime Udoka retained him when Udoka took over as head coach. He elevated him, or before that, he kept him away from Utah, which wanted to hire him to be on Will Hardy's staff. Then he elevated him when the time came with Udoka going through what he went through. So Brad Stevens believes in Joe Mazzulla, and Brad Stevens is a pretty loyal guy. So I'm not convinced that Joe Mazzulla is going to be on the chopping block when this series is over. I think more likely, Dan, you see Joe Mazzulla have his bench staff strengthened. There's been a brain drain in Boston over the last year. Ime Udoka leaves, Joe Mazzulla elevated, but Joe Mazzulla's job isn't really replaced. Will Hardy leaves, his job isn't replaced. Damon Stoudemire leaves, his job isn't replaced. I mean, with due respect to the coaches the Celtics have there, and there are some very good ones, there isn't that former head coach on his staff. There isn't a depth of experience on the front of the bench of that staff. I think more likely you see Joe Mazzulla have Steven Silas added to his staff. Maybe Frank Vogel gets added to his staff. You see coaches with experience that are brought there to help him. Because I think all things considered, at 34 years old, Joe Mazzulla's done a pretty good, damn good job this year, taking over this team under the circumstances that he had, getting them to the conference finals. I'm not convinced Joe Mazzulla is going to be scapegoated for all this.
Well, somebody's got to take the blame on this. This is a team that's gone to the finals before. Everybody wants to, you know, crown Jason Tatum as a top five player, and then he disappears. Jaylen Brown, does he want his own team? Like it, this to me, and I've said this many times, they feel like the best team, the most talented team, and the deepest team in the playoffs. But they might not even get to the NBA finals and might get swept. So somebody got to take the heat here. Oh, see what I did there?
I get it. I get it. That's nice.
Thank
well played.
You. Thank you.
I get it. I get it, Dan, that somebody, that there's a desire to blame somebody. But I don't think you take out the coach with the potential that Joe Mazzulla has. Like, Joe Mazzulla.
Well, is Jaylen Brown going to be
mind.
There?
They'll be there. Jaylen Brown's going to be, I think he'll be the highest paid player in the NBA next season, or this contract will make him the highest paid player in the NBA when he ultimately is able to sign. He's going to be there. Could they shake up the roster in other ways? Maybe. Could they look to trade someone like Marcus Smart? Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of things the Celtics could potentially do to shake things up. But I just don't think Joe Mazzulla, I don't think firing him is the answer, and bringing in Mike Budenholzer. Can you get in on Nick Nurse before it's too late? I don't know that that is necessarily the answer to the problems. I do think, Dan, that, look, we're going to look back years from now and wonder if it was absolutely necessary to fire Ime Udoka. Like, was it necessary to do that? Mm. Because the Celtics deemed his transgression so bad that he was effectively fired. He was suspended with no promise of a return, and eventually parted ways at midseason.
Why don't we know about what exactly happened here that the Nets backed away and then Houston, you know, hired him?
Well, it's different. The Nets backing away did not have as much to do with what Ime Udoka did as the circumstances at that time. Remember, they let go of Steve Nash, and that was right in the middle of when Kyrie was going bonkers. And the Nets made a decision that, you know, with all that going on, with the how polarizing Kyrie was in that moment, it wasn't the right call to bring in Ime Udoka, who would also bring some backlash with them. They made, I think, more of a PR move than a basketball coaching move. But the rest of the league, Dan, because this has been investigated by many teams over the last 8 to 12 months. The rest of the league, including the league office, where the NBA has no problem with Ime Udoka coming back to coach, the rest of the league had no problem with hiring Ime Udoka. So it's an open question, one I don't think we have an answer to, and maybe we'll never get an answer to, that why Ime Udoka did was so significant that the Celtics deemed it worthy to part ways with him, and was so insignificant that the Nets were on the precipice of hiring him, that the Rockets were the first team to hire him, why there was such a disconnect with how that went down.
Thank you, Chris, as always. We appreciate your time.
Is there an opposite, Dan, of a victory lap? Because I took one last week, and is it a walk of shame for the Lakers?
No, no, you know, it's okay.
I
was with you.
Came up just short.
I was with you. I mean, I told you, I'm used to you being wrong. So it's not like, you know, I'm disappointed or surprised.
That's not very nice, Dan.
No, it's not. But you asked for it. You could have just said, thank you, Dan, and then I would have talked to you next time.
Glutton for punishment.
All right. That's Chris Mannix, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. Take a break. Play of the Day's up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play, cool play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Down behind the net, Bennett off to the near corner, Kachuk. Kachuk in front, Reinhart a shot, top shelf, he scores! A power play goal! Sam Reinhart just under the crossbar, and the Panthers strike first, just past the game's halfway point. It's 1-0.
Courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network, Sergei Bobrovsky has stopped all 32 shots last night. He has stopped 109 of the last 110 shots that he's faced. That is your play of the day. Play of the day. My plan from Verizon gives you control over your phone plan. Love this. Get what you want, only pay for what you need. To celebrate, we're giving you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this week, this Friday. Go to danpatrick.com and you vote on what era you want Marvin to pick songs from. Tune in Friday to hear your winning playlist here. The PGA star, Michael Block, will join us coming up from Fort Worth in about 15 minutes from now. Andrew in Washington leads us off. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. You know, it's a bleak day for the Lakers, but I would like to celebrate them a little bit. I know they went out in a sweep, but, you know, this is a team that started 2-10 and ended 17-9. We didn't expect them to get to the Western Conference Finals, but they did. They were down double digits in the play-in game. So last night, LeBron had his highest career scoring half in playoff history, 31 points. He's the oldest player to score 40 in a playoff game and became the first player to have over 8,000 points in the playoffs. So just want to give them their flowers, but I want to move on to Heat culture and Big Face Coffee, Himmy Buckets, and the Heat going 4-0 against the Celtics. One real quick Tuesday trivia question. Who can name the highest drafted player on the Heat roster?
Okay. Highest drafted. Adebayo and Tyler Hero are right around the same, aren't they? Is there a trick to this, Marvin?
I think it's Cody Zeller.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
All right. Nice. Good job. A little trick question in there.
Yeah, marvelous.
Zeller was a top five pick?
I think so. I think he's the third or fourth pick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, he was the fourth pick of the 2013 draft. I think that would be put him just ahead of Kevin Love.
Oh, man. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug.
Dan, doesn't this LeBron James thing just reek of Aaron Rodgers, the sequel? Doesn't it? I mean, Chris Maddox just said he could have been genuinely tired, or he was maybe sending a message to the Lakers. I think you were correct when you said this is about how headlines, wanting to stay in the print. Yeah. It just feels like some of these people do not know when to exit stage right. And for the fan base, it just gets exhausting. I'm done with this. Make up your mind one way or the other, but just don't pull this out for another 3 months. I can't do it again.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Well, in fairness to LeBron, it was just last night. Now, if this persists and, you know, in 4 weeks, he's like, I don't know, you know, maybe I just pack it in. If this goes on for the entire summer, then you could say, yes, it's Aaron Rodgers part deux. Yes, Marv.
LeBron saying that feels like when you're hungover and you say you're never drinking again. That's what this feels like.
I'm going to give you a bloop bloop on that, too.
Yeah, bloop it.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. Curtis in Colorado Springs. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Dan, first time, long time. 5'4", a hard 140. I got a T-shirt idea for you guys.
Okay.
Respect our time zone.
Okay.
Going back to last week when, you know, I think Paulie made a comment about the Mountain time zone being the best sports time zone to watch sports.
Okay. Seton, you're head of product development here. Research and development.
Right, yes.
Respect our time zone.
I'm into it, sure. Okay. Right. Sure.
Yes, Paul?
Mountain time zone for life. Give a little street to it, a little attitude for life, you know.
Okay.
Respect our time zone.
Yeah. ROTZ instead of ROTC. Why not? Let's roll it. Respect our time zone.
Thank you, Todd. Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind?
Mountain time zone for life T-shirt would be MTZFL. Good morning, fellas.
Thank you, Drew.
Hey, I need some input from the guys. I am developing menu items inspired by you, Dan, and each one of the Danettes to serve in my food truck. Yours, obviously, is a pesto-related item. But I need to know from the guys if they would like burger or chicken tied to their name.
Marv?
Sliders for my hand size.
Okay. Sliders, by the way, coming up on Friday. Seton, what about you?
Slider Sunday. What is the question again? Would I rather have burger?
Burger or chicken attached to your menu item on Drew's food truck in New Mexico?
Burger.
All right. Paulie?
Double burger, the hammer.
All right. Todd?
Yeah, I got to go burger, unless he can somehow work in a little bowl of mini hot dogs. If he wants to go off the table.
Then. That was not the question.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I know, but that's not what he asked.
If it's got to be burger or chicken, I would say, yeah, some kind of big, well-done beef burger.
There you go, Drew.
Thank you. Well, I was working on something for Todd with prunes and Metamucil, but I couldn't figure it out.
That's not going to sell well. That's not going to sell well. Geriatric community, man.
Thank you. Thank you,
the
Drew.
Flush.
Thank you. Whoa. The royal flush. Johnny in Pittsburgh. We'll squeeze you in. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan, it's 6'4", 260. Mm-hmm. All right. Last time I called, self-deprecating fashion, I thought, admittedly, that Adrian Wojnarowski and Woj were the same person, so I'm going to try to do better this time. Thanks to you, Dan, I have gotten back into the NBA. I mean it. Like, single-handedly, you've gotten me back into the NBA this year. I've kind of given it up, put it on the shelf after many, many years away. I watched a game last night, and tell me if, with my naive eyes, what am I missing? I've been following this Embiid, Joker, MVP discussion this whole year. What can that guy not do?
Well, he's not the defender that everybody, you know, makes Embiid out. But, you know, this was Embiid's turn. That's just it. It was his turn.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.